From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The governor of Alabama and the head of President Obama's Gulf Oil Response Team have agreed on a new plan to ramp up protection along that state's coast. But Governor Bob Riley says getting the blueprint off paper and into the water within hours is vital to saving the Gulf and ending residents' complaints. The new plan includes miles of additional protective boom, beachfront traps to catch oil, and larger barriers. The spill has affected the livelihoods of thousands of people in Louisiana, Alabama, and now Florida. We get details from Florida Public Radio's Tramell Gomes.
After 43 years as a fisherman, Gary Cole is being forced to switch jobs.
We'd rather keep on being fishermen, but and we hate to have to make a living with this tar coming here and oil. We'd rather it went somewhere else and kept on our regular jobs. But since we don't have a job, not trying to take advantage of this situation, we're just trying to work. We have homes to pay for.
Cole and his ship captain have hung up their rods here at the Pensacola Beach Marina and have contracted their charter boat, Miss Marissa, through a company hired by BP to do oil sampling of the ocean floor. In fact, many of the boats at this marina have either left or are now working with BP through its Vessel of Opportunity program to help clean up the oil spill. For NPR News, I'm Tramell Gomes in Pensacola Beach.
And fishing has been banned in more waters off the coast of Florida because of the widening oil slick. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has closed an additional 565 square miles to fishermen near Panama City, Florida, this evening. Iraq's military has decreed that thousands of ex-Sunni insurgents will no longer be allowed to bear weapons in the restricted province of Diyala. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that the so-called Sons of Iraq were pivotal in quelling violence in Iraq during the civil war there, and the decision has infuriated them.
The reaction from the Sons of Iraq leadership was swift. They warned that they will stop cooperating with the security services if their weapons permits are pulled. Some 42,000 Sons of Iraq have been integrated into the security forces or other jobs, but at least another 50,000 remain on duty. The Shiite-led government considers them a worrisome problem. They were pivotal in defeating al-Qaeda during the surge in 2007. But since then, the government sees them as a potential threat, akin to an armed paramilitary group over which they have limited control. Taking away their weapons permits, say Sons of Iraq leaders, leaves them defenseless against their enemies. The Sons of Iraq are giving the government several days to rescind its decision, or there will be consequences, they say. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.
President Obama has selected his new director of national intelligence. He's James Clapper, the Pentagon's current intelligence chief. Clapper is the fourth director in 6 years. This is NPR News. Hundreds of Americans who support Arizona's new controversial immigration law rallied near the state capitol today. Arizona resident Stephanie Colbert says police have the tools they need to enforce the state's new law.
My thoughts on immigration is I am for immigration if it's done legally. Illegal immigration has been a problem here in Arizona my whole life. It's just been getting worse, and it seems like until this law was passed, no one was doing anything about it.
The crowd was much smaller than last weekend's march organized by opponents of the new law when thousands turned out. The U.S. soccer team has gotten off to a good start at the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, beating Australia 3-1 in a preliminary match. Next up, the U.S. opening World Cup match against England. Vicky O'Hara has more from Johannesburg.
The game took place in a nearly full 15,000-seat stadium west of Johannesburg. The spectators, no matter what flags they were waving, were in a good mood. The weather was sunny and warm. The vuvuzela, the plastic trumpet that's a signature of South African soccer, was fully employed. The sound was deafening, but no one seemed to mind. The U.S. scored in the opening minutes in what turned out to be a confidence-building match for the Americans, ranked 14th for the World Cup. Soccer is an up-and-coming sport in the U.S., as demonstrated by the fans coming here for the tournament. The majority of foreign visitors are Americans, despite the time and expense of travel from the U.S. to South Africa. Tomorrow, the U.S. players host 350 children at a practice session in Pretoria. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
The U.S. game against England will be on June 12th. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.